I'm Nick Spicer in Paris, where some people raced out at midnight to touch their first euros, and others slept off the after effects of New Year's before getting a chance to handle the new bills and coins late in the morning or afternoon. Here in this baker's shop, there was much enthusiasm about the new currency. Sales lady Brigitte Olivier said there was no problem with operating two tills for the next 6 weeks, as the franc is gradually phased out. For clients who give us euros, we hand out change in euros, she says, and for those who give us francs, we give back change in francs. That's not exactly what the government wants Madame Olivier to do, but she may be a bit tired from last night. In fact, businesses in France are requested to take customers' francs and hand back only shiny new euro coins or crisp new bills. That's how the franc will disappear. It's a lot of extra work for small businesses. The government has effectively asked them to operate as bureau de change for the next 48 days. And it can all be a bit of a headache. Here in this Montparnasse cafe, the owner also said there was no problem with his customers or his waiters dealing with the euro, but he was too busy dealing with the two currencies to explain why. So was a saleswoman at a newspaper kiosk. She said her customers were already yelling at each other because of the extra weight. Luckily for the French government, it is not men, but machines, which will do most of the work in swapping currencies. An ATM just down the street from the McDonald's on the Rue de Rennes. Bank machines will provide about three-quarters of the new euros coming into circulation. Catherine Pouchard cancelled her withdrawal at first because this machine only had 50 and not 20 euro notes. She couldn't remember how much 50 euros was worth in francs. But she said she would quickly get used to the new money, just as people do when traveling, which, she added, will be more enjoyable in Europe now.
It's going to be easier to travel in the European community. You won't have to look for a bureau de change or change money before traveling.
At a machine next to Pouchard, an old man leans close to the screen to read what has changed.
1949 until up to 1951, I was in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Bruno Germano's thoughts turn to the past when he gets his new euros, to spending the Second World War in France with little food, to the war with the Germans, and how, back then, sharing a money with Germany seemed impossible. He says today's change is a historic one, one he has waited for a long, long time.
When I was in the States, I was 20 years old, and I was already thinking that it would be a good thing if Europe was united, like United States.
For the next 2 months or so, Europe will be united in watching for possible glitches in the giant turnover, and united, perhaps, in fixing monetary mishaps. And then, if all goes to plan, the euro will just be a simple fact of life, one shared on a daily basis by 305 million people from 12 different countries. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.